The review is scathing. It says that UT professor Charles Chip Grote, who led the study, undermined the report by not disclosing what it calls a clear conflict of interest. Grote is on the board of a major drilling company that engages in fracking. That's the drilling process that injects water, sand, and chemicals deep underground to find oil and gas in hard-to-reach places. While Grote was reporting that researchers found no link between fracking and groundwater contamination, he was also being paid by the drilling company more than $1.5 million in compensation over the last 5 years. Now he's retired from his position at UT. Dr. Raymond Orbach, the head of UT's Energy Institute, which released the study, has resigned.
These are matters that affect the credibility and the public trust relating to the university.
Stephen Leslie is provost at UT. He says the university accepts all the review's findings. Aside from a failure to disclose a conflict of interest, the review panel found the study lacked scientific review and mostly relied on a survey of literature and, quote, conjecture. There were also issues with how UT promoted and presented the study. Leslie says the university will implement all the recommended changes, including better public relations quality control, and it will conduct a campus-wide audit to make sure all departments follow conflict of interest policies. Chip Grote declined an opportunity for an interview, but in an email to State Impact Texas, he said his conflict of interest did not bias the results of the study. The independent review panel says that appears to be true, but his failure to disclose industry ties is, quote, very poor judgment. For now, the original study has been withdrawn, and it won't be re-released until it's properly researched and reviewed. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.